FM 90.3 WJTL, Brian and Jen Johnson. God of Revival, We the Kingdom, Holy Water. Happy Thursday at 7:03.
Be sure to join Nick for the Top 25 Countdown. It's every Friday morning from 9 to 11, and then again Saturday nights from 7 to 9, right here on WJTL. Top 25 Countdown, sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
Joining us live on the phone this morning from Sparrow Place, our friend Stephanie Ulrich. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, so wonderful to have you. Is there anyone you'd like to say hello to this morning?
Sure. I'd love to shout out to Jan and Zoe, the wonderful leaders of Sparrow Place, and then shout out to my mom and dad.
Yay. Oh, that's awesome. Hi, mom and dad. Stephanie, tell us about Sparrow Place, if you would.
Sure. Sparrow Place is seeking to open a home for survivors of human trafficking. It'll be a restorative residence, a two-year program that survivors can go through, because trafficking really causes a lot of trauma and people need to relearn how to live. So at the facility, we'd offer all different kinds of counseling. We take them to health services, as well as job training, offer legal and financial counsel. And we also have spiritual development we're planning to offer at the house. Once we find a house, we're still looking for one.
So you're looking for one in the area?
We are, yes. Our plan is to be somewhere in York County. There aren't any facilities in York County, so we want to be the first one. That is our plan.
And what's the impetus for this, Stephanie? What got Sparrow Place involved in wanting to help human trafficking folks?
I think it's a little different for everyone. I know Jan and Zoe, this just kind of hit them both around the same time. They both got really passionate about it, and then they found each other, and that passion just ignited. They just got so excited, and I found out about trafficking while traveling internationally. I think it hit different people differently, but there's so much passion for everyone involved that we're so enthusiastic about helping survivors, because it's such a huge issue in our country today.
Stephanie, if folks want more information about Sparrow Place, or if they want to find out how they can make your dream of a home come true and maybe participate financially, how can they do that? Is there a way online to visit you?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have sparrowplace.org, and we also have on Facebook, we have Sparrow Place of York. But if you are planning on donating, after the break, I'll talk about Give Local York. So May 7th will be a great day to donate.
Very cool. Look at that. Promoting your own next event.
That's a good job.
Yeah.
Yep. Coming up, we'll talk more with Stephanie. We'll find out about their Give Local York event and how you can get involved. So stick around. In the meantime, visit them online, sparrowplace.org. We've got music on the way for you. Hillsong United next.